Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Karen. Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 22. Spending money while speaking Spanish. ¿Cómo estás, Jessie?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú, Karen?
Muy bien.
So, Karen, what are we going to go over in this lesson?
In this lesson, we'll go over how to talk about prices in Spanish.
Where does this conversation take place, and who is it between?
The conversation takes place at a bar, and it's between Paco and a security staff.
So the conversation is between two strangers?
Yes, that's right. So they'll be speaking formally. Let's listen to the dialogue.
¿Hay algún cover?
Sí, son 100 pesos.
Aquí tiene.
Gracias.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
¿Hay algún cover?
Sí, son 100 pesos.
Aquí tiene.
Gracias.
And now with the translation.
¿Hay algún cover?
Is there any cover charge?
Sí, son 100 pesos.
Yes, it's 100 pesos.
Aquí tiene.
Here you go.
Gracias.
Thanks. So, Karen, they're talking about cover?
Yes, that's right. They talk about cover in the dialogue, a cover charge.
One thing I find interesting is that they use the word cover from English.
That's right. One thing that has changed throughout the years is the way people use more English nowadays.
Interesting. I mean, I think we all know that Spanish has a lot of cognates.
Like computadora?
Exactly. But words like cover aren't even really cognates. They're just taken directly from English.
True. So they may be easy for English speakers, but at the same time, the pronunciation is usually different. So you have to be careful.
Right. The vowels are completely different in this one. Can you say it again for us?
Cover.
Versus cover. So just something to keep in mind. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is
haber.
There is, there are, to have.
A ver. Haber.
Next we have
ser.
To be.
Ser. Ser.
And last we have
aquí tiene.
Here you go.
Aquí tiene. Aquí tiene.
Let's take a closer look at the words and phrases used in this lesson. The first word is
haber.
There is, or there are.
The form of it we saw in the conversation was hay.
Hay is haber in the third person singular.
That's right. Usually nouns come after hay, like hay un hospital.
There's a hospital.
If you just raise your intonation, you can make it a question. ¿Hay un hospital?
Is there a hospital? And with hay, you can ask for what you're looking for.
It's a very useful word.
Next we have
ser.
To be. The form of it we saw in the conversation was son in the third person plural.
One thing it would be good to know is that the verb ser is used to say many different things. In the dialogue, it's used to tell the price of something. But just keep in mind that there's not always going to be the same with this verb. Later on, we will see the other uses of this verb.
Right. For now, let's just stick with the meaning of the dialogue and say it means it is or it costs. Last we have
aquí tiene.
Here it is or here you are.
We have aquí, which means here, and tiene literally means you have in formal speech. But aquí tiene together means here it is or here you are.
Aquí tiene would be used if you were speaking formally to someone.
Right. If you're speaking informally, like to a friend, you could change tiene to tienes and say aquí tienes.
Pretty easy to use. So listeners, try using it the next time you hand something to someone.
In this lesson, we'll look at how to talk about prices in Spanish. This will be useful for you when going shopping.
It's something important to learn. I mean, who doesn't shop when traveling, right?
Yes, this one is a must know.
Okay, so let's start.
One of the main ways to talk about price is by using the form of the verb ser. In Spanish-speaking countries, son is very often used to tell the price of something, we can say son plus the price.
How is it used in the dialogue?
In the dialogue, Paco asked about the cover charge, and the security guard responded with son 100 pesos.
Which is?
It is 100 pesos.
So son here means it is.
Yes, when talking about prices, that's what it means.
And again, son here is the third person plural of the verb ser. Let's give them some more examples using son.
Sure. For example, son 40 dólares por los dos.
And that means it is $40 for both.
Yes. What about son 120 dólares por los impuestos?
It is $120 for the taxes.
That's right.
Also, something important to note. Son is only used if the amount is more than one. That is, more than $1, 1 peso, 1 unit of currency.
That's correct. Good point.
If the price is just $1 or 1 peso, what would we use, Karen?
Es. This is the third person singular of ser.
Let's hear an example.
Es un dólar.
It's $1. Great. Now that we have that cleared up, what's another common way to give the price of something in Spanish?
Well, there is a verb that Spanish people use to tell the price of something, costar.
Which means to cost.
Right. And we would use it in the third person singular, cuesta.
So it's like saying it costs amount. Let's give some examples.
Sure. La cartera cuesta 100 dólares.
And it's translated as, the purse costs $100.
One more example would be, el juguete cuesta 200 dólares.
And that means, the toy costs $200. That's one expensive toy.
Muy caro, very expensive.
Okay, well now we know how to talk about prices using
ser and costar.
Make sure to let us know if you have any questions. And that's going to wrap it up for this lesson.
Listeners, ever have any Spanish language or lesson-related questions?
Or maybe you have some feedback for us. In that case, leave us a comment or ask a question on the lessons page.
It's super simple. Go to SpanishPod101.com,
click on comments,
enter your comment and name,
and that's it.
Commenting is a great way to practice writing and reading in Spanish.
It helps you learn faster.
And it helps us get better through your feedback.
No excuses.
Go to SpanishPod101.com and comment now.
Now.
All right. See you next time.
Hasta luego.
¿Hay algún cover?
Sí, son 100 pesos.
Aquí tiene.
Gracias.